From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Nicaragua, Sandinista Party leader Daniel Ortega has failed in his latest bid to regain the presidency. With most of the votes from yesterday's election counted, the conservative ruling party candidate Enrique Bolaños leads by a wide margin. In 1979, Ortega helped topple the U.S.-backed dictator Anastasio Somoza. He ruled until ousted in elections in 1990 and lost again in 1996. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Managua.
By early this morning, the results were clear. Nicaraguans had once again rejected Daniel Ortega, the longtime symbol of Nicaragua's anti-American socialist revolution. Hours later, he conceded victory to Liberal Party candidate Enrique Bolaños.
Nicaragua tiene que marchar hacia su desarrollo integral.
Nicaragua must move forward and develop. Independent of the position of the president-elect, we are going to be firm supporters of a peaceful Nicaragua, free, just, and prosperous, for which so many Nicaraguans have given their lives.
Ortega ran this campaign as a man who changed with the times. He'd hung up his pistols, he said. Jesus Christ, not Fidel Castro, had become his most important influence. But on Sunday, most voters apparently doubted his conversion. Contributing to his defeat, relentless attacks from conservative opponent Enrique Bolaños. Echoing concern from U.S. diplomats, Bolaños branded Ortega an unreformed powermonger and a friend of terrorists. Today, Bolaños thanked voters for rejecting the former revolutionary.
Ayer hicimos largas colas, aguantamos sol.
Yesterday, we waited in long lines in the hot sun to keep our promise to the country, Bolaños said. We made history with this great civic effort. Nicaragua has won, he added, taking one more step towards consolidating our democracy. Until last year, businessman Bolaños was Nicaragua's vice president in the government of Arnoldo Alemán. Alemán has been an unpopular president, seen as corrupt by both his own party and among the public. But Bolaños managed to distance himself from his former boss, even declaring he'd investigate the president on charges of stealing from the public coffers. That message sat well with voters, seeking reassurance that the status quo was better than a return to rule by Ortega, which would have damaged relations with the United States. Eugenio Robelo is a 25-year-old bank employee from Managua. On election day, he voted for Bolaños. Like many, he's calling on the conservative to clean up the government.
I hope that the politicians get it together and stop the corruption. It's been way too much.
But reining in government thievery will not be easy. Arnaldo Alemán will soon move from the president's office to the National Assembly, where he'll remain immune from prosecution. Noelia González is the national editor for the daily newspaper La Prensa. She says President-elect Bolaños will have trouble cracking down on corruption.
Bolaños will have very little room to maneuver legally. Even if he convinces his party in the National Assembly to lift Alemán's immunity, they'll demand it be lifted from Ortega as well, who'll also have a seat. And I don't think that will work. That will be quite a big move.
As a member of the National Assembly, Ortega, too, has enjoyed immunity from charges of sexual abuse brought by his stepdaughter. That scandal likely was a factor in his defeat. Ending official impunity would go a long way towards reinforcing Nicaragua's democratic institutions. It would also help attract loans and investment to Nicaragua, seen by all as crucial to reviving the Central American nation's depressed economy. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Managua, Nicaragua.